Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We have got a very interesting hour. One of our favorites back in the building for the first time in a while. And when you need to know anything about what he does, he is the go-to guy. Before we get to the counselor, our good friend Dan, let's say hello to the woman with the plan when it comes to Total Talk. Nan Cohen. Good morning, Nan.
Good morning. How are you, Robbie?
I am spectacular today.
I was out last night. I hardly got any sleep. I look good for it, though?
Look at that, Dan.
I don't have that good-looking shirt on you have on, but I am going to get a picture of that before you leave. Okay. Hey, Wednesday night's going to be exciting.
It is. Looking forward to
it.
Yeah,
I've got the little hubbub going on. And for everybody out there, it's, they asked me where that came from. And you remember Doug Hirth, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well, my husband loved Doug Hirth, and he loved that he did that Friends show. And I haven't done it in a while. I did it here the last with you. I think it was before COVID. And I haven't done it since, but we're doing it this coming Wednesday night.
Did Doug do that because of the TV show?
I didn't follow Doug that much.
Oh, I did.
Yeah. But when he did that Friends show, and it was just a total show about him and his friends just cackling, and it was great.
It's what they call a podcast today.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Exactly. So we're back in line. So we're going to be here, and I'm thinking I'm going to bring one surprise guest along that nobody may know. But So Dan will be in the house for sure on Wednesday because he's through the journey, that's for sure. So Rob and I will be here. You'll be here. My kids are going to be here. It's going to be a great time Wednesday night here, 7 o'clock. And back to, he said you haven't been here, but I've been talking to you all the time.
Yeah, yes, you have.
Move closer to that mic for me because I want to make sure they can hear you. We've got attorney Dan McIntyre with me live this morning. We are totally talking divorce. And you're busy?
Yeah, I'm busy.
You're busy. This time of year gets tough.
It does. It does.
I can't believe some of the questions that I'm asked as we're facing mid-December and you're thinking divorce around the holidays. And, you know, we've got people that have, you know, struggled with it and they set these goals in their mind that I'm going to get through Christmas and then the holiday season, right, is
right
here.
Mm-hmm.
And now the reality takes effect and people get nervous. They get, you know, what do I do? How do I get through this? And I got to tell you, we are really blessed here in Pittsburgh with some of the best to get you through these things. And you're looking at one of them right here in the studio with me today.
Well, thank you.
How long have I known you, Dan?
As you always say, you knew me when I had dark hair.
That's way back
That's
then.
A long time ago.
That was my divorce at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a long time ago.
It is.
So as we've evolved, I want to say some things in divorce have evolved, and the ever-changing laws are one thing, state by state, but is there anything coming up new that you know of happening here in the Berg?
Well, the newest thing is the Kaden's Law. I don't know if you've heard of that.
I have.
It's a whole set of rules now. If there's any allegations of abuse, all these restrictions and, yeah, safeguards, because Kaden was killed by her abusive father. So now there's all kind of things. If there's any allegations, you have to have supervised visits. If the hearing officer or the judge decides that's necessary. And their supervisors now, well, they originally.
Well, that's always been in place where you had, it's sometimes you had, there would be a court order to have supervised visitation.
Yes.
Right. So that's not.
It's a lot stricter now.
Correct.
There's a lot more rules, things like that. So.
And so I want to make sure people understand. It wasn't that the laws weren't there. They were there for things that had happened.
Right.
But they're just tightening it up at this stage.
Absolutely. That went in effect, I believe, in August of this year.
And so what are we seeing here with it?
Well, unfortunately, we're seeing a lot of allegations of abuse just for that purpose. That's my read.
Kind of,
all of a sudden, everybody's claiming abuse. Yeah.
Kind of where we had the PFAs hit after the, and people ask this all the time. I think it's O.J. and Nicole Simpson really kicked that off nationally with the PFA. Localized in all the states, but
yeah, it seems like there's a lot more, at least on my end, I'm seeing a lot more people claiming abuse, and yeah, sometimes there's nothing there, but they're doing it for custody purposes.
And what they don't get is it followed up with, how does that work once they make the allegation?
Well, then there has to be a hearing, even if the PFA is expunged. It doesn't matter. When you get to the custody court, they have to decide whether or not there is abuse. The hearing officer or the judge has to decide it. And until that decision's made, usually the custody rights are suspended.
And getting them back?
Getting them back, it's a long process. You have to get a hearing. Things have to be scheduled. I mean,
And there's periods of time where you may not see your children?
Correct.
I like to just put it out there because... And I also want to put it out there that I don't like in my practice, I don't like anybody that makes these allegations or uses those tools for positioning themselves, because sometimes those can come back and bite you right back where I don't like the games. I never have, and I don't put up with it.
No, and the kids are the ones that suffer. I mean, they're wondering why they're not seeing their dad or mom. Yeah,
right. Right. So that's all you got coming up on for the top of the year. Nothing else.
Yeah. Yeah, it's right now, I mean, the usual, who gets the kids on Christmas, those kind of things, and it's like, it's not that important.
All right.
Celebrate Christmas the day before, that's what I tell them.
I have to say, there's so many unique ways of doing celebrations and holidays, and whether you have the even years or the odd years in a custody situation, but I always like the fact that we can work it out. So if you get Christmas Eve, you're going to get Christmas Day. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with the following day.
Exactly.
And the kids are off. And yeah, I wanted to bring up with you travel. That seems to be a big thing this year. And we go by the rules. I always loved when Judge Kim Eaton comes on. And I'm going to be ringing her bell. She's going to be on, hopefully, this coming year. Yeah. But she always said to me, she said, you know, Nan, you should look at that custody order as a guide. But then there's people that live or die by it. They won't budge. And that court order for that custody is followed. But the vacation time seems to be coming up. Now, you knew you went away. You had your kids last year. And you know, coming up for the following year, you won't have your kids. Why? Did we not know what the rules were? And that, you know, she has time, he has time, right? Mm-hmm. What all of the sudden is this? Well, we did this last year. We're going to do this year.
I don't know.
It's a lot of it.
I know. There is. But I don't know why it's happening. But yeah, you're right.
And what are you going to do? You can't file an emergency petition for this, folks. No. All right. Look, who wants to break here?
Break. I made a good discussion.
I know,
but I got to get hit to the break.
All right. We'll be back with Dan McIntyre right after this commercial break.
I'm sure you will. Stick to your script. We'll be back. Stay with us.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Back with Nan Cohen and our man Dan. So, Nan, it's all
It's
yours.
Like the Nan and Dan show this morning. I should tell everybody, Divorce Reality Expert, you can always find me on my website, divorcerealityexpert.com, 412-996-3346. Dan, people can find you at
412-835-3346. 5395.
And you can always reach out to me to find Dan because yeah. I talk to him a lot. We were talking a little bit about the custody thing going on, and it gets me emotionally this time of year because you want everybody to be kumbaya. And, you know, most often see it with the newly divorced families versus the ones that have been settled into it and coasting. But every now and then you get a pop up. The other thing that has come up, and since it's we're going to be talking about the top of the year where the divorce usually breaks out in our cycle of work, a marital estate. What comprises that? I know, but I always like it when you can explain that.
Yeah, people try to make it more complicated than it is. It's basically anything that was earned during the marriage. So if you get married young, most people don't have anything coming into the marriage. So whatever they earned, pensions, that's something. People just don't get that. They think, quote, it's his pension or her pension. It's marital. And it gets divided whenever you separate. So it's from the time you're married until the time you separate.
And to clarify that, I always say the day you say I do until the day you say you don't anymore. And that... Mm-hmm. There's a line there I'm going to get into with you, but the day you say I do, that starts that growth of the marital estate.
Correct.
And clarifier on what you said, it's not that they're starting out today. Young people are starting with some bang bucks.
Some, yes.
Yeah, and that all goes into that pot.
And that's also an issue. Like if somebody, like for instance, the woman owns the house prior to marriage and it's, you know, worth $100,000, whatever, and then they decide to do additions, whatever. It does get a little fuzzy if she kept that house, like the $100,000 part, separate. But once you start putting $200,000 in, you know, remodeling jobs and things like that, that's paid during the marriage. So, and the problem with that, a lot of times, the person that owned the house puts the other spouse's name on it, and that becomes marital.
Oh, that's a thing called commingling.
Yeah, well,
right.
That's marital once you add the other spouse's name on it. So if you want to keep it separate, keep it separate, and that comes into play with inheritances as well. Guy inherits $500,000. If he keeps it in a separate account, it's his. But once he puts it in a joint account, it becomes marital.
And so are you saying that if you literally keep it separate.
Yes.
Separate accounting, separate everything.
Correct.
As long as it doesn't get fused into that marriage.
Yeah, don't commingle. And that's the biggest problem I seem to have. It's, well, that's my inheritance. Well, you put your wife's name on it. Sorry.
Or it was inheritance that went in to do renovations or bought a summer home or a camp or this. A vehicle, everything then becomes added into the marital estate.
Yeah. Now, if you buy your separate boat with the inheritance, that's your separate property. But once you're putting it into the house, the jointly owned house, it becomes marital.
And talk to me about when I say, everybody can confirm the date of marriage, but it gets a little wonky when you're talking about the date of separation.
Right.
And there's no legal date of separation.
There's no, quote, legal separation
in Pennsylvania.
But they did, and I can't remember when they did, they finally wised up and said if one of the parties filed for divorce, even if you're both still living in the house, that's considered a date of separation. They figure if once you file that paper, that means you're separated. And I have that problem a lot. I shouldn't say it's a problem. Some people just stay in this house until everything's wrapped up because they're getting along. They just don't want to be married.
And what happens if you can't agree on when that date of separation was?
Well, then we have a hearing on it, and the judge will make that decision. And that happens.
And sometimes people spend a lot of money to figure out that date.
Yeah, because, well, sometimes it's quite important. You know?
Can you explain that?
Like, well, for instance, I say I'm separated in March. I hit the lottery in June. But the wife said, well, you came back and stayed for a month afterwards. Well,
Or you're receiving a bonus.
Right.
Quarterly, yearly, however it comes to be, gaining stocks, you know, advancing those kind of things. So that's where it gets a little complicated.
Yeah. With the economy, I mean, sometimes, and going back years, I remember 2008 when things crashed and we had a great settlement, and, you know, the wife wouldn't take it. Well, 2 months later, it was worth almost nothing. You know, stock market just crashed. So those dates can be very important.
And when you're talking about filing, people think that magically happens. Can we go through just a couple beginning pieces of that? I know it's you know, very easy for us to talk about, but for the people that are listening, this is a hard decision. What do you do? And it doesn't magically happen. And I think I always preach, you know, you need to be educated, but the process itself is a whole education.
Right. And I said, and again, you should really talk to an attorney before you even decide to file for divorce, because, again, the date is important. But more importantly, there are other factors like entitlement for support. Automatically, when someone files for divorce, the lower income person is entitled to alimony, and they may or may not, or alimony, pendente lite, temporary alimony. They may or may not be entitled to that if they're not separated. And they're not, I'm sorry, not separated, not filed for divorce.
And what about if you're living in the same house, same residence? Can
and
you
again,
file
if
it?
If a divorce is filed, you're considered separated. And
so you can file for APO.
But that gets a little fuzzy there, too. It depends who's paying the bills and how they're being paid. Like if the person making more money is still paying the mortgage and buying groceries, then you're not going to get it.
Right. And it's interesting you bring those points up, because people don't know the difference between an APL, which I'm going to have you explain, and an alimony claim.
Right. Yeah, APL is alimony pendente lite. That's temporary alimony pending the final distribution, property distribution. And that's to give the lower income spouse equal footing, is what the courts feel. So just to give them money so they can move on and get an attorney and get their paperwork in order and do whatever they need to do. And that's the purpose of that. Alimony, on the other hand, is permanent, or not necessarily permanent, but it could be a temporary, a couple years. That's usually to equalize the parties because, you know, sometimes one's making a lot more money, the other one needs some time to get their act together.
And so you got the APL, which happens as a divorce is processing through the system until you reach a settlement and the divorce is finalized. Yeah. Alimony kicks in on the after that piece.
Right. And it can be permanent. I mean, with older couples, it quite often is. I mean, parties are like in their 60s or 70s. The court says, well, their chance of making money at that point, slim to none. And using the traditional stay-at-home wife, well, she never worked. Yeah, she would probably get permanent alimony.
Well, there's just so many beginning things to talk about, which I'm going to pick up another segment with you. But I do want to tell everybody, not that I'm pushing the book, but my book is out. I've just got another shipment of it, and it's a great tool to get anybody through the divorce. Thinking, talking, can always give me a call, reach out, email, whatever. We're here. I coach people through the divorce process. I wish I would have had a me back then, but here I am for everybody else. And I consult with all of the professionals that might be needed in a case with the client and for the client. So the books are available through the website or the office. When we get back after the commercial break, Dan, I want to talk about the logistics of the things that you need to look for and wise up and just say, I don't know, and I didn't do this. And the number one question, what happens if somebody cheats? And we're going to talk about that right after the break. I know, Robbie, you want to head there?
I want to head there right now.
Let's
short
do
break.
It.
We'll be right back with more with Nan Cohen in just a moment.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Back at it with Nan Cohen and Dan the Man talking divorce law, my favorite topic.
No, it's not. That's why he's so quiet. I can never get him to talk on this. But, okay.
I thought commingling was the reason why you got divorced.
Well, that's the funniest thing. I'm always amazed. And I've been doing this a long time. And I'm still always like, oh, I'm going to get somebody cheated. There's no cheater's court.
There is.
You're
none.
Not getting any penalty.
But I can
I'm
tell
not
you
promoting
this.
To go out and cheat at all.
I can tell you this from years working in Ohio. And this is a fact, Dan. You know how they publish divorce and blah, blah. They would actually put in the paper if somebody was infidelity.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was just something that they used to do. I mean, this was decades ago, yeah. But yeah, they used to actually do that. So the first thing you did when you got that paper, oh, I wonder what the headlines are. Page 6. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and they did do that.
Yeah, I think that got thrown out the window when they did the no-fault divorce in the 80s.
Yes,
because
exactly.
Before then, I took over a firm, and they were old files. They had to get private investigators catching. There was pictures. Yeah.
What do you think of that whole thing? I got to ask you about private investigators. I mean, I get it. I understand. I respect people who work. I couldn't do that. But is it still a big part of what you do?
No. No.
Good. It is when there's prenups.
It's no fault divorce.
Yeah, but prenups are involved.
Yeah. But some people just want to know. Yeah.
Well, and that's the other side of it. It's the need to know for the other spouse. But, you know, and prenups. I mean, prenups count here.
Do they?
If it's written in that prenup, yes, it does.
But I mean, do prenups even hold up in a court of law?
Oh, yes.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thinking.
No, I'm thinking.
Just,
because I've heard good and bad. I'm just curious. That's all.
Hey, and I look at, you know, like, oh, Nan, how could you, you know, say you need a prenup? You know, you get married. It's everything. You know what? Today, things have changed. Family wealth and businesses and all those things, you know, some of those things do need to be protected. And they do put these clauses in there, you know, and that's where you see. And we're blessed here, too, with some great PI firms that come in and do their work because, hey.
Have you ever recommended a PI firm?
I've had PIs on the show with you.
I know.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
here's the plug
for Nan. That's why you call Nan. She's the matchmaker. She matches you with an attorney, a therapist.
Whatever they need.
Whatever you need.
Yeah.
She has all the resources.
But when you get into that arena of, you know, because I'm always asked, so she cheated. I get it. Let's deal with the emotional piece of it. Yeah. But the professional side in the court, unless you got, like I said, that prenup, nobody's listening to you. The judge doesn't care. Don't think you're going to beat yourself and get in the judge. Oh, and the judge hears this. Judge not going to do anything. Judge, not their first rodeo. And they don't, it's not pertinent to this case. But now the emotional side of it, I will journey through that with people because they do need to know. And it's very hard. For me, you know, once you obtain that information and you've got to tell somebody, I've been married for X number of years and here's what you were asking for and we've got to put it's a big journey. So, you know, it's two different arenas, the professional and the personal. And that's what I'm going to leave that with, you know, infidelity and all that, where that goes. But
okay.
Yeah, It's
I did talk to a very successful wedding planner about a year ago, very successful. And I said, look, I just got to be honest. At the end of the year, how many do you think 70% fail? And that's kind of sad, but that's what one person told me, and she's got a pretty good reputation.
We're actually seeing a decline where it was always at half, and we're actually a couple percentages lower. So that's, and I want to say that, you know, I guess I had an epiphany years ago. Where somebody called and asked me for a gift certificate for my services. It blew me away.
Wow.
Like, I have a gift.
Before they got
Where do I get that for? Yeah. You know? And I thought, well, we looked into it a little bit further. And it was a listener.
Right.
Longtime listener of mine. And his daughter was getting married. And it turned out that he said, listen, I followed your whole career. But what I want to tell you is you figured out the divorce. You have to know how to keep somebody together and married and work through that. And I was like,
yeah.
Wasn't that an interesting spin I didn't think about? Really. And that kicked off the marriage coaching side of it. And actually, I said, listen, I don't do gift certificates. I don't forget that. But because of you, I'm going to meet with your daughter and future son-in-law. And I did. And believe it or not, there was a problem unfolding in front of me.
Wow.
And we got it resolved. And you know what? It was something that, like, I get chills when I think about it because it was done. And they were going to walk down the aisle with an I do. And I prevented that. And I was really proud of myself for taking that step and doing that. And that's where that came off. So I actually, listen, we got couples that were on the brink. And I always say to somebody coming to me with divorce, you give me the something, give me that lifeline. We're going to take that journey and make sure that's where you want to go. Because if you followed me, you know that for years I've always said I think marriage is too disposable. And the easiest way out is, let's just get divorced. And that's not my philosophy. Marriage is the hardest job you're ever going to have. Work, it's going to work is nothing compared to working on that marriage and with the ages and stages. So that's my piece, and I'll get off my rant.
Here's what I love about Dan. I'll let you finish this thing. The thing I like about Dan, it's not the end of the world, and here is the facts, and this is truth, and this is not the truth. And he just gets right to it. He has such a calming thing about him that it's just you feel relaxed when you're around him, and he doesn't beat around the bush. So, I mean, the guy knows what he's talking
about.
Well,
you're paying these attorneys for their legal piece. They're not getting into all the emotional stuff that the therapists and coaches and all everything. They just want to do their legal piece. And people, oh, I got an attorney. I'm glad you got an attorney because I'd want you to have an attorney. But that's the one piece of it. So let's hop off that rant and let's journey on. If you're contemplating divorce, and listen, there are people that have signed up for that course right now, and they're going to get through, they hunker down to get through the holidays because that's always a mark. And you're coming up on the other side of it. Don't decide December 17th you think you're going to hide assets. Correct, Dan?
Correct.
Don't do it because we're going to get you if you find it. You right. Do it, you're going to get caught.
Yeah.
But what should you be thinking about?
Well, you should line up your assets. And again, even in this day and age, most married couples, one person takes care of the finances, the other person's totally in the dark. Don't be the one in the dark. Start gathering things, tax returns, bank statements, accounts. I mean, you're not going to be able to ask for a credit card account if you didn't know there was one that existed. Mm. So you can't just set out a blanket, what we call discovery, asking all these companies to submit their bills, whatever, unless you know there is a Capital One credit card or a Discover credit card.
Well,
you need some minimal information.
Discovery, for everybody right. out there listening, discovery is a great tool that the attorneys use and the courts use and they recognize, but I haven't found the discovery button on anybody's computer to hit it and launch it. You're talking about the drones. There's no discovery drone out there. We can just poof, make it happen. So you've got to get your facts. You've got to be educated, and that's why you need people like what I do, what he does. We get you prepared because if we're going to figure something out, we're going to sniff it, I'm going to find it. So
yeah, and it's a little more difficult now than it used to be because in the old days you could watch the mail or whatever. A lot of people do all their stuff online. So, I mean,
But people say that about, the phone records and their bank accounts. They still have got records. Yeah. You can still subpoena and go through discovery to get those records. And you think you're transferring them in and out and making it look good here and not good there? We've got people, look, we've got forensic accountants that the best of the best right here in our city, they're going to find that stuff, and that's what they do.
All right, we're going to come back one more segment with Nan, and then next hour, Brian Quaranta, 9 o'clock hour, MediConnect, 10 o'clock, the guys from True Value. Andy is still in Panama, so it'll be Mike and I. 11 o'clock, Kristen Zapp, AAA Central, talking travel. And then coming up at noon, Zachariah Brown, and then Beth Andrews, Net Worth Financial Advisors. Busy day till 1 o'clock for your Pratt Pack on KDKA. Good morning. Nan Cohen is back. One more segment, then Brian Quaranta, Secure Money Advisors. But oh yes, how sweet it is. It's that time of year to talk about the deliciousness of
Dorothy's Candies. And why is that? Because when I'm dealing with divorce and I've got to get that client just when they need that little sweetness, my car, I'm always loaded, especially this time of year. If you've seen me out and you've asked me, I've surprised you. I've got my car loaded. Right, Marlene?
Yes, ma'am.
I've got my car loaded with those treats from Dorothy's. How's it going down there for Christmas?
Oh, we are so busy this year. It's amazing. We're very happy about it. It's keeping us moving every day. And Christmas is coming so quickly this year.
You know, Rob,
I
want you to just... I'm getting some feedback here for something. I don't know what that's about. But with Marlene, Rob, can you just... The pulse of Pittsburgh is small business. I can't thank people enough for supporting small business in Pittsburgh. Robert Castell, the owner of Dorothy's, Marlene's there every day. You know, what it takes to run a business today, and being a small business and a manufacturer, is an entity to itself. And we love what they do down at Dorothy's. Mar, I just got to tell you, I will be down there. I think on Monday I'm coming down. I got to reload everything up. But for all of your favorites that have been out, and I know thanks for commenting because the new commercials are out for you guys. From cherries to the Santa molds to stocking stuffers, everything is down there. They are ready for you. The stuff's going out the door. You know, I can't be prouder to be associated with Dorothy's. But the details, it don't want to be left out. So, Marlene, can you tell us the hours?
Yes, absolutely. We are open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. right through Christmas.
I'll be down there Monday. I'll be seeing you then. Thanks so much. Dorothy'sCandies.com. And all I got to say is, one bite and you'll know.
That wasn't feedback. Those were customers in that.
That's store. What she said. She's already in the store. It's, you know, and I got to say, she is a trooper for what she's working through it all. I mean, caramels, cherries, whatever it is. Marlene always takes care of everybody down there at Dorothy's. And back to Totally Talking Divorce with Dan McIntyre. Dan, how can they reach you?
412-835-5395.
And myself, divorcerealityexpert.com. Get on that website. Reach out. If you know somebody struggling, you know you need some advice, we'll get you where you need to go. So 412-996-3346. And I mentioned earlier that shipment of books are in, and I've got some other surprises coming up going into the first year, because we've got some real things going on, and you're going to be surprised as to where the Divorce Reality Expert, that's me, where I'm going to be heading in 2025. So wrapping up, I think we talked about getting everything secure for what you need to get ready for if you're going to get divorced. Dan, do people get surprised by divorce? Did you, in your career, do you really see it? You don't know it's coming?
Not that often, to be honest, but it does. It does happen.
Yeah.
Some people are totally blindsided.
Yeah. I get it sometimes where, you know people grow apart. But I have to say that if you're looking for any form of information, if you don't know, get it now. Don't walk in and do this blindly, because sometimes, you know, I always tell my people that I work with and clients and other professionals, you can't make decisions when it comes to a divorce, which is, you know, financial and all those pieces, if you're going through the emotional pieces. Those two don't mix well if you're going to be signing on the dotted line. And my final piece for you, Dan, is the thing that people don't understand is when they sign on that dotted line for divorce here in PA, it's not easy to go back and change that, is it?
No.
You say no so casually, but people think, I mean, there's, I have yet to see a divorce that's really been opened up on the other side. It's too expensive. And what you're going to get out of it is the fight for, if it's the revenge factor. There's just so many limited pieces as to why you can go back and do it. So again, credit to Judge Eaton. She always said, man, they better make sure before they sign on that dotted line. Get it done right.
Correct.
Because you're not going back.
Yeah, once everything's divided, it's divided. I mean, you're not going to be able to undo those things unless you and your partner can agree, but that doesn't happen.
Not really. Yeah. So I think we've taken you around a little bit of a journey today from the beginning to almost the finalization of a divorce. And listen, there's a lot of stuff that goes in between, but sometimes it happens. It's going to be, you know, inevitably divorces are going to happen. I always say, if there's a chance, give that lifeline, let's explore that and see where we can take that. But for those thinking about it, you don't know, and I think I'm preaching with this, knowledge is so powerful in this particular arena. You can't do it without it,
yeah,
because you're going to make decisions that you probably will regret. So there you have it from the Divorce Reality Expert. .com. You can find me, Dan McIntyre. I'll guide him right to you.
Okay,
Rob,
thanks
for it. I love it. Great Saturday morning.
All right, I'll see you Wednesday.
Wednesday for the big show. You ready for that?
That's what friends are for.
That's exactly the theme of the night.
All right, stay with us. News next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.